Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. What are the frontline needs? What are other needs as well?
Well, I think the strategy to help is threefold. It's just three simple words. The first word is rescue. Second word is restore, and the third word is return. We're mainly in the rescue phase right now. We have to provide immediate humanitarian assistance to our brothers and sisters in Christ that have been displaced. And part of our rescuing isn't just humanitarian aid. It's also advocacy. It's educating ourselves and raising our voices and putting pressure on political leaders to make a difference, because it takes government to solve the grand problem that are inflicting the Christians in the Middle East. Secondly, it's restoration. You know, I support organizations that not only are providing immediate assistance, but also have long-term plans to restore the societies that have been broken, to restore the thousands of lives of women and girls that have been put on slave markets and that have been sexually abused, to educate those whose education stopped when ISIS moved into their city or the wars in the region have destroyed them, to restore those societies and rebuild them. And we have a long-term vision that one day, if the region stabilizes, that we can return these people to their ancient communities, and we can help rebuild their lives in the way that, you know, the Jewish community rebuilt their life around the world. And their struggle still remains, and we believe the struggle of Christians will remain for a long time. But we want to make sure that we have them back. And so I do that mainly through two organizations, but I would suggest, you know, give to any organization that you know and that you trust and that you're supporting that's on the front lines. But the two that I support the most and work with the most are the Cradle Fund, which I, you know, helped found, and then World Help, you know, worldhelp.net. Those two organizations are organizations that I work with every single day of my life.
What are some specific ways that we can pray? Not just, Lord, protect the brothers and sisters, but are there some maybe two or three specific things that we could just hold on to and bring before the Lord daily?
Sure. Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 2, he says, pray that we might be delivered from wicked and from evil people. That's the prayer that we pray. So Hebrews 13, verse 3 says that we ought to empathize for those who are in prison as if we were there with them. So we ought to pray empathetically. We ought to put ourselves in the shoes and pray like it was our head or our child that had been trafficked or our city that had been destroyed. And there are three specific things you pray for every day. The first thing is provision, that the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ would be provided. The second thing is protection, that they would be protected from harm's way. So provision, that their needs would be provided, protection, that they would be protected from wicked and evil people, and finally, and the most important one, perseverance, that they would have the ability to buckle up under this crisis and to endure what is a very real and very dangerous and quickly escalating threat against their communities.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.